He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah. He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our program, The Blessed Life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Alhamdulillah, throughout this series, we have been talking about the blessed life of this individual, his characteristics and attributes, and trying to take lessons from these so that we can implement them in our lives as well. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he is one of the great personalities of Islamic history. He is the great grandson of the second Caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, for this reason is described as Umar al-Thani as well. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, amongst his many attributes and qualities and titles, one of them is Amirul Mu'mineen, i.e. the leader of the Muslims. He was that great leader of the Muslims, he was that great Caliph, that even though he was around centuries ago, i.e. he was a tabi'i, i.e. he was around in the second generation of Muslims, but still, even today, the Muslims remember him, the Muslims learn about him, the Muslims want to be like him and want to follow in his footsteps because of his attributes and the success that he had. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the leader of the Hanbali school of thought, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, is quoted to have said that when you see that an individual has devotion towards Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and he arranges the mention of his attributes and he spreads them, then this will only result in goodness for him. With this intention, in this series, this is exactly what we are doing, my dear viewers of Madani channel. We are learning and spreading the attributes and qualities of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, so we can increase in our devotion, our love towards him, and we can understand what made him so successful, so that we can adopt those attributes and characteristics and qualities, so that we can gain an ounce of success that he gained. In today's episode, my dear viewers, we are going to be talking about the value of time, and in particular, how Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he taught us through his actions, how to value time. And that when an individual truly values time, how successful he can become. Now, we hear this phrase on a regular basis. Value time. Make the most of your time. Don't waste time. But what does it actually mean? Why is it so important to not waste time, to make the most of our time? What is the importance behind it? Where has this importance come from? Is it just something in today's day and age that people are saying, value time, don't waste it? Or is it deeper than that? And the reality, my dear viewers of Madani channel, is that it is not just something made up today. It is not something which is a modern phenomenon where people are now worried about their time, want to use their time, don't want to waste it even more now. No, the value of time has been taught to us in the glorious Quran, and it has also been taught to us in the blessed hadith by the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Almighty states in Surah Asr, translation from Kanzul Iman, by the oath of that era of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, indeed mankind is surely in loss, except those who believed and did good deeds and advised one another towards the truth and advised one another to have patience. From this verse, my dear viewers of Madani channel, or from this surah of the glorious Quran, we can see the importance and value of time that Allah Almighty swears an oath by the era, by the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by time. This is the importance and significance of time. In the blessed hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam again emphasizing the importance of valuing time. He says, take advantage of five before five, youth before old age, health before illness, wealth before poverty, free time before busyness, and life before death. But out of the five, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's episode, we're going to focus on one of these five. From these five, we are going to focus on taking advantage of free time before busyness. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by mentioning this amongst those five to take advantage of, he is emphasizing and teaching us the importance of time. Now, based on circumstances, people might have a complaint that it's not a valid complaint, but they might have a complaint that I can't do something because of my circumstance. And what I mean is, certain types of worship are related to money. Certain types of worship, people can do them easier when their mind is free from the worry of the world. I.e., if they have money, they're not worried about earning money or where the next meal is going to come from. And they can worship Allah Almighty easier, knowing that their family is not going to struggle for their next meal. Other people might struggle to wholly focus on worshiping Allah Almighty because they are worried, how am I going to earn wealth in order to feed my family? And this worry sometimes distracts people from worshiping Allah Almighty. And it gives them an excuse that if I was rich, I would worship Allah Almighty in a better way. But because I am poor, I cannot do this. I cannot give zakat. I want to give in charity, but I can't because I have no wealth. I can't perform hajj because I have no wealth. I can't sit at home and read the Quran all day because I need to go out and earn money for my family to feed them. If I don't do this, we don't know where our next meal is going to come from. We don't have a lot of wealth. And they blame their lack of having wealth or richness. They blame their poverty when they can't do certain types of worship. And they feel bad about it. On the flip side, those who are rich, those who are big businessmen, those who are busy in the dunya, they are heedless of worshipping Allah Almighty because they are busy in earning the dunya. From both angles, even though they are two extremes, we are busy in other than worshipping Allah Almighty. Whether we have that wealth or we don't have that wealth, we are busy chasing that wealth. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we need to busy ourselves in the worship of Allah Almighty. We're going to look at examples of our pious predecessors, that how they would busy themselves. But going back to the original point, that sometimes because of our circumstance, we are separated, that we might have less money or more money than someone else. But there's something which everyone has equally. X might have more money than Z. They might have better health than the other person. But there is one thing that everybody has that is exactly the same. Whether they are old, whether they are young, whether they are rich, whether they are poor, whether they are healthy or whether they are not. Whatever situation of life you are in, everybody has the same amount of time in a day. The rich people, they have 24 hours in a day. The poor people have 24 hours in a day. The healthy people have 24 hours in a day. The ill people have 24 hours in a day. The old people have 24 hours in a day. The young people have 24 hours in a day. Everybody, whatever circumstance of life you are in, has 24 hours in a day. Now it is up to us how we spend that 24 hours, how we spend our day, how we spend our time. Some people will spend their day and time in pursuit of this dunya, and they might become successful or they might not. And we see this around us. People are working day and night for this dunya, in their school education, in their college education, in the university education, in the way they pertain their jobs, or the way they work for their jobs. We see it. People work day and night for this dunya. And some of them become successful. Some of them do not. But still, the time is spent in search of this dunya. You will see some people who will be a bit worse than this. Obviously, this is not the best way to spend your time, only searching the dunya. But there's a level worse than this. And that level is doing nothing at all. In today's day and age, we are seeing an increase of this type of people. Obviously, spending your time in search of the hereafter, goodness in the hereafter, worshipping Allah Almighty, that is the optimal, that is the best. And that is what we should all be searching for. That is what we should all be striving for. But how are we really there? And the reality is no. And for the majority of us, will we ever get there to that state where we are only worshipping Allah Almighty and not doing any other things? Like, we are not searching for the world, we are not striving for the world, we are only striving for the hereafter. And the reality is no, because we need to live in this world as well. So part of our day should be worshipping Allah Almighty, and part of our day should be for the search of this dunya. But the reality is, it's not. Some people might be like this, and they are the lucky people. Some people will be searching just for the dunya, and I'm not going to class them as lucky people, but they are not the people who are in the worst position. They are in the middle. Even though they're not searching for the hereafter and they'll have nothing in the hereafter, at least they might gain something in this dunya. And at some point, it might click in the mind that we need to work for the hereafter as well. But there's a category worse than this, and that is those people who do nothing. They just lie around at home. They just loafer around. They do nothing. They just completely waste their time. Only searching for the dunya is a waste of time, because you will never completely get it. But at least there's some use in it, because you might get something. Staying at home all the time, doing nothing, not trying for your hereafter, not trying for your dunya as well. This is of no benefit at all. This is of no benefit at all in this world and in the hereafter. And sadly, many of us are involved in this. We don't value our time for the hereafter or for this dunya as well. All we are doing is wasting our time. We sit around with no plan, just sat there doing nothing. No target set, nothing to achieve in life, just living by the day. Whatever happens, happens. We have no aims. Is this a smart person? No, my dear viewers on Madani channel. We should have targets for this dunya, and we should have targets for the hereafter as well. We should try to be successful in that world and in this world. But reality is, because we don't value our time, because we just sit around doing nothing, we won't be successful there and we won't be successful here. And my dear viewers of Madani channel, I'm going to give you what the biggest cause of not valuing our time is. And it is this thing here. Mobile phones. So many of us spend our days and nights just scrolling on our phones, just reading through our messages, just scrolling through social media. For what? Just to pass time. Just to pass time, because we have nothing better to do. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this is the life of many of us. Just lying down at home, sleeping all day. When we wake up, still lying there, doing nothing apart from scrolling through our phones. We bring no benefit to ourselves, no benefit to others. We don't earn anything in this world, and we don't earn anything in the hereafter. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this is not the way of the believers. This is not the way of a Muslim. This is not the way of a successful person. We should be those individuals who strive for success in the hereafter and in this world. And our pious predecessors, they are a shining examples for all of us, that when you make use of your time, when you don't just sit around idly, that you can do something big, that you can see in their lives what you can achieve by valuing time. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, the great caliph of Islam, how did he spend his time? During the days, he would solve the problems and issues of people because he was the leader. Then after Isha, he would spend his entire day doing this. Then after Isha, he would sit with those people who were part of his cabinet, you could say, those ministers, and he would discuss issues with them, that what issues are you facing, what issues is the governance facing, so that we can deal with them, so we can solve them. Then after that, what was he busy in all day? Solving the issues of people, i.e. the governance. From one angle, you could say the world. After Isha, he was solving the issues of people again. Again, you could say for the world. On the apparent, this is not the worship of Allah Almighty. Then what did he do after that? Now you must be thinking that he spent all day doing these things. Now it must be time for him to sleep. No. Now was his personal worship time. After all of this, when there would be no one around him, he would spend it stood in the court of Allah Almighty, worshipping Allah Almighty. And he would only sleep for a little while. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is why he is Amirul Mu'mineen. This is why he is still remembered centuries upon centuries after his physical passing from this world. Because he would spend his time wisely. He would value his time. He wouldn't waste his time. He didn't ever leave today's work for tomorrow. And it's a lesson for all of us that firstly, we should busy ourselves with activities which benefit us in the hereafter and in this dunya as well. There should be some sort of benefit in the activity that we do. If there's no benefit in the activity we are doing, there is no point of the activity. Scrolling through social media, does it bring us any benefit? No. Does lying down all day bring us any benefit? No. Do the tasks we do, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, I want us all to think on a daily basis, what do we actually do? When we wake up in the morning, what do we do? After that, throughout the day, what are our activities? What do we actually do? Do we study? Do we teach? Do we work? What do we do? Then in the evening, when we're free from our main activities of the day, going to school, college, work, whatever it may be, when we're free from that, after that, what do we do? In the evenings, what do we do? At night, what do we do? When nobody is watching us, what do we do? On the weekends, what do we do? How much of our time can we say we make use of? And how much would we say we waste? And we can have a small exercise to measure how much time we waste in a week. We might think that we don't waste time. But my dear viewers of Madani Channel, I want us all to do one exercise when we can. For 1 week, for the next week, I want us all to have a timetable in place. Make a plan from this hour, I'll make it hourly. From the morning, 7 till 8, I will do this. 8 till 9, I will do this. 9 till 10, I will do this. 10 till 11, like this. 12 till 1, like this. Every hour of the day and night, put what you are going to do at that time. When you are going to sleep, when you are going to study, when you are going to worship Allah Almighty, when you are going to read Nawafil, when you are going to do certain activities, when are you going to go on your phone? All of this, if we plan it for 1 week, we will see, number one, how much time we actually waste, how much time we actually have. One of the common phrases we hear throughout the world now is, I don't have time. I don't have time, or I'm busy. If we do this one task, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we will see how much time we actually have. We will see how busy we actually are and how much time we actually waste. It's in our minds that we're busy. Reality is, we're not busy. we waste a lot of time. We waste a lot of time. And because of that wasted of time, we feel like we're busy. If we actually sorted our timetables out, if we actually followed the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, value your free time before your busyness, we would realize we have time in abundance. We have time in abundance. The only issue is, what do we do with that time? And the reality is, we are wasting that time. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's make this firm intention that we will busy ourselves in this life with worshipping Allah Almighty. We won't be lazy in this world. Whatever activities we do, we will make sure that they bring us some sort of benefit in the hereafter or this world. There will be some sort of benefit in those actions. Any actions which have no benefit, we will stay away from them. And like this, we will try to value our time. We will try to follow in the footsteps of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz. Whatever tasks we have for today, we will do them today. We won't leave them for tomorrow. Whatever tasks we have, whatever targets we have, we'll set up timetable and goals to try and achieve those. To try and make ourselves those people who value time. May Allah Almighty allow us to truly understand the value of time before it is too late. Remember, we have time, but we only have a limited amount of time. At some point, our time will run out, i.e., we will die. The value and gift of time will run out. How much we use it before it runs out, how well we use it before it runs out, is up to us. How we waste it and how we will regret it is up to us as well. Truly, we don't understand right now how much we will regret not valuing our time in the hereafter. And may Allah Almighty not show us that day where we regret it. May Allah Almighty truly, truly make us from those who value their time and have benefit from their time in this world and in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the sunnah. He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the sunnah.